Elsie's Children by Martha Finley. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. The Elsie Dinsmore stories were penned in the mid-19th century by Martha Finley as a means to support herself after she suffered a serious injury. Finley wrote the 28 Elsie books until her death in 1909. She is buried in a small cemetery around the corner from her house, which still stands in Elkton, Maryland. Elsie's Children by Martha Finley. Preface. The bearing and training of a child is woman's wisdom. Tennyson. With this volume, bringing the story of Elsie and her children down to the present time, the series closes. It was not by request of the author's personal friends that either this or any one of the previous volumes was written, but in acquiescence to the demands of the public, the friends and admirers of Elsie herself. We know that as child, as young girl, as wife and mother, she has had many friends who have been loath to part with her. May they find neither Elsie nor her children less lovable in this than in the earlier volumes, and may their society prove sweet, comforting, and helpful to many readers and friends, both old. M.F. Chapter First. Of all the joys that brighten suffering earth, what joy is welcomed like a newborn child? Mrs. Norton. There was a merry scene in the nursery at Viamede, where the little Travillas were waiting for their morning half-hour with dear Mama. Mammy came in smiling and mysterious, her white apron thrown over something held carefully in her arms, and bade the children guess what it was.
"A new dolly for me?" said Vi.